Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our interview with Chip Carey coming up in about 20 minutes. Guy's still tripping off that cheerleader story. Here's the deal, though, man. Because, you know, it's funny, Mike. We do live in a different time. But I don't think that we're going to see, you know, cheerleading going away anytime soon. You still have a lot of women that are interested in it, that want to do it, enjoy it, that have fun.
I mean, it's by the time you get to the NFL, the skirts are shorter and the outfits are a little bit different.
But it's part of the show. It's the entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, but still, we have a giant cheerleading competition here in Atlanta that
brings
thousands of folks from all around the country. And, you know, whether your daughter plays softball or is a gymnast or does cheerleading, it's things that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the things that we take as commonplace are changing every day in this country. I think that.
So now we're not going to have cheerleaders.
Well, I mean,
come on.
Well, look, Formula One, they took away the flag girls, the women that you see on you know, holding the flags of the nations.
But what was their purpose and what were they wearing?
Not much, and just to hold the flag. Although right. when they race in the Middle Eastern countries, they actually have to have the appropriate garb on. But yeah, I hear you.
No, I just think, and guys, I'd love to hear your opinion on this because we're getting stuff from our text line and in various other places.
Oh, by the way, I want to correct something too because Keith Brooking is married, but not to Tiffany. Tiffany Fallon was an old girlfriend way back when. This is back when I was talking about the calendar shoot.
Okay.
I showed you what she looks
like.
Yeah. Very beautiful. Classic. She married some guy from Rascal Flatts, the country band.
Oh.
But that was the I showed you the picture.
She was down there taking. But we've been getting a variety of input on this. But yeah, if you guys think that you know, ultimately, and we were talking cheerleading story, five years ago with the Redskin cheerleaders,
2013, a trip to Costa Rica. If you missed the story, and it's a big thing in the New York Times. They're making I mean, I get it. They're trying to say that the NFL is prostituting out the cheerleaders to corporate sponsors. But that's what they're gonna. You want to talk about the ultimate 2+2 gets you 5. But that's what they're throwing out.
Yeah, but I will say this. The cheerleaders are representatives of the team. They are also like, you know, they're like the quarterback. They're the face.
But
that's why they're out
that,
doing all this community
right,
stuff.
If you can write that story any which way you want, you can, you know, you find one person who had a bad experience with the Redskins, Axe, whatever. I don't know, but I mean, we certainly know what the agenda is of some publications in this country about institutions in our country.
Yeah, but
one of them being American football.
True, but you cannot tell me that, what is the perception of cheerleading now? Craig, AT, you guys, what are we talking about? I mean, are we that PC now where that's going to go away eventually? Come on, I don't believe it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I'm telling you, brother, the things that we, as I get every day, now again, I'm not trying to make this into get on a soapbox, because that's not what we want to do, but there's things out there now that the PC world, we live in it now, and there's things that deserve to be addressed, and there's things I think are way over the top being corrected.
Well, that's
that don't
one
need
of them.
To be addressed.
Yeah, well, to me, that's one of them. What's up, Craig?
No, I'm sorry, just real quick, I was going to say, when it comes to, if you go there, you can go to certain restaurants that have certain outfits, and all of a sudden you're changing environments all the way around. It's a slippery slope you start messing
that's
with when
my
you go
point.
That
but,
way.
You know, so. But as long as a woman makes a decision to become one of you're a waitress at Hooters or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, nobody's forcing you.
Exactly.
Nobody's forcing you to go try out and be on the dance team.
I mean, I remember
or cheerleader.
When I was a kid, flight attendants were all 11s. That was the thing. It was remember that they were called stewardesses back then.
Yes.
But I mean,
don't use that term.
No,
flight attendant.
My wife gets mad when I say that.
I am a flight attendant.
Is that why I never get my drink when I yell stewardess?
Probably, yeah.
But no, I mean, that was, remember that, Arthur? That was like, they were, I mean, that was like the most beautiful women in the world were flight attendants.
Yeah,
back when we were kids.
Well, you have six NFL teams now who currently don't have cheerleading squads.
And some that have never had them.
That is never. Yeah, Detroit was the most recent team to finally get them. I think 3 years ago they finally incorporated cheerleaders.
Now, was that financial? And we're going to get to the top three stories here in a minute, but we were just talking amongst ourselves in the studio here on Dukes and Bell. We're live in the Kia studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. But was that a faction of a function of finances?
Any number of things. The Chicago Bears had a cheerleading squad back in the day, and then there was this big Playboy picture shoot involving a lot of cheerleaders. This was back in the 80s, I believe. and several NFL teams got rid of their cheerleading squads because this was done under the guise the teams didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And so
I think there are rules that, I mean, if you're going to do this, be a cheerleader or whatever, we're specifically talking about the NFL. I know they have, you know,
NBA,
yes, college, you've got to sign away some things that you will not participate in.
Teams need to definitely look at compensation and paying these ladies a lot better than they do now, because some of them are being paid by the hour, mm-hmm. and they're asking them to train 4 and 5 days a week. And let's face it, these people have other jobs
yeah.
and that cuts into their everyday life.
Now, some teams let the women do work on the side, like if you get a promotion, show up at like a Best Buy or a Home Depot and do that. Some teams
community
don't let women do
yeah.
and stuff where in the community or be independent contractors and use and show up in your team garb, in other words, in your cheerleading outfit.
We're not getting to wear cheerleaders. They better not do that. I'd be really upset.
No.
I mean, come on. We're talking about cheerleaders here.
I know. It hurts my heart.
You know what I'm saying?
Brother?
I mean, why did you used to go to the games? Come on.
Made me feel funny. Giants didn't have cheerleaders when I was a kid. First time I saw cheerleaders, my dad took me to a Dolphins game. Holy shnikes!
Well, that's what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
I mean, for heaven's sakes, the Cowboys cheerleaders.
All right, enough.
Well, it's American. You're talking about an American icon, the Cowboys cheerleaders.
Story number one is Sean Newcomb on the hill tonight. Now, he was supposed to go last night. We saw Mike Soroka go. Newcomb 1-1. He's going up against Jacob deGrom, who's 3-0, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's talking about this Mets pitching staff. If they are going to be as good as everybody expects, they got to live up to it. Well, Thor wasn't good, right?
I mean, decent, but not a great outing. The Braves hit him for three, and then – you know, Harvey's coming out of the bullpen. I'm telling you, they're gonna try to trade Harvey or just cut him. But DeGrom and
look good so far.
Yeah, DeGrom is solid. Cut his hair, by the way. We won't recognize him tonight if you hadn't seen him in a while, Braves fans. He looks strangely different.
Braves continue this series against the Mets. Now, if you're wondering, Braves after last night's win, they're just a half game behind the Mets. So, you know, we said they could come home and potentially be in first place. Now, again, it's early in the season, but I'd rather be there than the opposite. So we'll see what happens tonight. You'll hear our interview coming up with Chip Carey at 6:20 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But for guys who missed our first conversation about the Braves, should Anibal Sanchez, when he's healthy, I mean, do you make room for this kid? Or you say, well, it's a nice spot start. We know Soroka's good to go. Do you want to see if he can maintain this rhythm? And because he's been killing it. He had a great ERA, was 2-0 at Gwinnett before they called him up.
If you are ready for the show, you're ready for the show. And for me, I've always been a guy that totally believes if once you bring a guy up and he shows you he's ready now, you know, like, for example, in Dansby's case, Dansby Swanson, when they brought him up, Mike, and they put him back down for, you know, a few days, it was a week or whatever it was, to kind of get his head right. But Dansby hasn't had that issue this year because Dansby's ready for the show. I think there was a lot of pressure on him to deliver. But with all of that said, I think Mike Soroka showed he's ready and you don't take him back down. Mm-hmm. Let's maybe go with the 5- or 6-man rotation, should I say,
okay.
If that's the case.
All right.
And let's look at the schedule and see how we want to revolve these pitchers. Hey, man, story number two happens to be our Falcons. And today, Devontae Freeman, Keanu Neal addressing the media. What's, by the way, are those two guys that have to play better in your mind? How did you feel about their seasons last year? Because there are other guys that I got to expect more from. They're on the list, but they're down on the list.
Who's that now?
Devontae Freeman, Keanu Neal.
I thought Devontae, because the concussions – and I thought Keanu, the only beef I had with Keanu was not holding on to the interception against the Eagles. You know, I thought Keanu was money last year.
I made the
Pro Bowl.
I did too.
You know, I just thought Devontae, it's tough because, you know, it gets us back to the what's the dysfunction in the offense? Was it the execution, the play calling, or all the above? Because, you know, he did not have the numbers. He did have nearly 1,200 yards in combined, if you could take the passing, receiving yards, I should say, and the run numbers. But there were times last season where Coleman, I thought, was a better fit on the field than Devontae, including that playoff game. But now we know that Devontae wasn't close to 100%.
By the way, speaking of Coleman, see, I still don't think we got him the ball. When you talk about how you know, this is why they drafted Ito Smith, right? How do you find ways to get him the ball in the flats, screens, middle screens? I mean, all the things that we saw. Remember the Denver game? I'm going back two seasons now. The Denver game, we go to Denver, and we're like, oh, man, how do we face this Von Miller pass rush? And Shanahan carved them up with short yardage plays,
right,
passing plays to Coleman.
Well, this was the debate, you and I, some of these conversations we had on the air, some we were just talking off the air. If you felt that you were worried about Free, you know, no surgery here, but coming off a bit of an injury and the concussion problem, then if you were going to go skill position first round on a flyer, why not take Sony Michel over a wide receiver?
Mm.
You know, that was a question that we had. We talked about it with the listeners too.
But
and
I think, I mean,
I understand the need for wide receiver as well. Look, you could do what you could make the argument. Dimitroff and his crew are really good at skill position draft. So you can either go, if you're going to do the wide receiver like we did, you can pick up a running back in the fourth. We just never heard of Ito Smith.
Yeah, which they did. I had a great career at Southern Miss, by the way. But the wide receiver thing for me is simply about stretching the defense and putting more pressure vertically on the defense is something we didn't have. And then you still have to account for Sanu, whether it be in the middle or Julio over the top, however you want to play that. I think it's a great move, but, yeah, I see where you're coming from. Let's hear from Devontae Freeman. What's his expectations for OTAs and training camp?
Be 100% healthy. Be ready for game one. Continue to get better each day while I'm here and take advantage of these opportunities. And each practice, you know, I got to go out and, you know, take advantage of it.
Now, while we were saying, you know, who's on top of that list, I need our right guard to play better, whoever it is. All right, I need Austin Hooper to catch the ball and play better. Right. There are some people on top of this list that are a little bit higher when you go, how are they impacting the football team? And more importantly, if they play better, how much better are we going to be as a team? I think that's what Dan Quinn's laid out to a lot of these guys. But I have no problem with Neil saying I didn't play my best and I want to be better. I have no problem with Free saying it, or for that matter, Sanu.
Yeah, but did you think, I mean, I didn't have a problem with Neil last year, did you?
No, I did not.
I mean, honestly, the only beef that I had, and I think most Falcon fans would have said, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it was an everyday thing, but we did have those lulls where sometimes we did not get sustained pass rush. And a lot of that, I think, was because Vic was out of position at times last year.
Totally, totally agree. Hey, as we talk about NFL news, by the way, today we mentioned this, but Dez Bryant, man, and this story is interesting just because Adam Schefter says there are probably about half the teams that would not pay Dez Bryant the league minimum to come in and play for their football team. He turned down a deal with the Ravens, Mike. 3 years, $21 million.
Yeah, he was going to make around seven. There were some incentives in there. And then when you hear those numbers, you just say, look, okay, you were a 12 and a half, whatever million-dollar guy. You don't have your skill set. You did. And that's a nice contract. I think he's delusional. The word is, at least if you believe Adam Schefter, over half the NFL teams out there don't want to deal with the headache, because they also don't, more importantly, they'll deal with a little bit of headache if you can perform. They don't think you can do the things they need him to do.
Yeah, we're talking about beating one-on-one coverage. I mean, this sounds crazy because Dez is 29. You're going, wait a minute, he hadn't fallen off that much.
Dude, the NFL is Logan's Run. 30, unless you're a really good lineman or a quarterback, you don't see everybody making it to their mid-30s.
Yeah, and I'll say this. For those who didn't watch
at a high performance.
But for those who didn't watch Dez on a daily basis, meaning, you know, every Sunday, you might not have seen this, but the Cowboys have been watching. And when you cut a guy, if he can, I always say this, guys, if he can still play, he'll be in the league. This is a business. You just don't cut a guy and go away from him, and he can still get it done, and nobody signs a guy.
Hey, Carl and Mike, how you doing? I think what we need to do now is we go get Dez Bryant, and we run five wide receivers out there, okay? And what we do is
Thank you for the call, sir.
Hold on.
Thank you for the call.
Because, you know, as soon as, Arthur, you know this, as soon as a name is out there, we get the call. Because, you know, as if this is a giant Madden game, like we said yesterday, but look, I think he'll land on his feet, but now he's going to have – the reality check is you should have took the Ravens deal.
All right, so, but yeah, but where does he go? He talked about the Giants. That ain't happening.
What about Seattle? Right? Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Who is Russell Wilson's go-to guy? Doug Baldwin? Better than Dez right now?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's going to go somewhere and basically be a number two.
I mean, you could argue that maybe the Bears with an incentive laden counter, but then he's playing outdoors in cold weather. I mean, he had it nice in Texas. You know, other than those trips to New York, Philly, and Washington.
Yeah, it's just an interesting story, and it gets back to the perception of a player, what we think or maybe think about a guy versus what really is going on. Last but not least, NBA playoffs tonight, guys. It's game two, Utah, Houston. Rockets lead that series 1-0. And that's the only game on the schedule tonight. And then hockey playoffs, man, continuing. We've been keeping up with this because this is a very entertaining NHL playoff.
The Vegas thing is unbelievable. They're on the road, though. They're in San Jose. But Vegas leading that series 2-1. The Lightning in Boston tied the game, at piece you mentioned. And then, of course, last night, just unbelievable. Our old Atlanta Thrashers, now the Winnipeg Jets, down 3-0 to the hottest team in hockey up against Smashville. And they come back with 4 goals in the second, and they win 7-4. I don't think I remember the Thrashers being down 3-0 and winning a game, let alone in the playoffs.
It's a different team, Mike. Different name.
No, it's still the Thrashers.
I was following, I wasn't following. We follow each other. Paul Bible, who produces the Midday Show. And I was just scrolling through last night trying to find out what was going on, and I see Bible blinkety blink because he's from Nashville. He's going bananas. I was like, so, how you feeling?
Hey, man, how are Braves fans feeling right now? The team is hot. You're in the wild card mix. You win tonight. The Braves are in first place. That'll be 29 games into the season.
Hey, by the way, speaking of hockey, our Vision Computer poll is up, brought to you by Vision Computers, where an average hold time for support is less than 15 seconds. It's up at Dukes and Bell 929, and it has to do with Mike's former team.
It's our team.
If you're following the NHL playoffs and remember the Thrashers, are you rooting for Winnipeg? Yep, I missed the Thrashers. Who? Or nope, I'm not a hockey fan.
41%, nope, not a hockey fan is winning right now. I'm telling you, we could have done this the right way. Don't get me started. Hey, we talked about the Braves. Chip Carey, he joined us, and you'll see what he's got to say next.
Fly ball left. Acuna going back. Still going back. Turned the wrong way, but he got to the track, and he made the play. And Atlanta hangs on in the ninth inning. 3-2, your final score. Oh, Canada. And oh, my.
Great call by Chip Carey. And, guys, he joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. And it's funny, Chip, because watching that game, social media was going, oh, I just had a scare because everybody was afraid that thing might go out. But Acuna makes the play, and the Braves get the W. What did you make of Mike Soroka last night?
He was incredibly exciting and very, very talented. Very poised, very efficient, has all of the pitches. He has mound presence. Again, just a terrific debut for the young man. Who knows? Maybe this is the first of 300 wins or more in his major league career. Way too early to start talking about that stuff. But, man, what a stage for him, playing for a team, fighting for first place, playing in New York, bright stage, first place Mets, the opponents. And, oh, by the way, he outpitched Noah Syndergaard in his first game. So, boy, that was really hard to top, but he did a great job.
Oh, Canada versus Thor is the voice and the face of the Braves. Chip Carey's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And that's the thing. I mean, we were wondering, you know, Chip, when do we see – because we knew these guys were going to be really great hitting the baseball, and you're seeing it. But just who is going to be the first amongst equals? Do you think Soroka, Newcomb, Whistler, who's going to be the man or all three?
Well, you know, they're all rolling. You know, it's I was on MLB Network with Christopher Russo earlier today, and we were talking about, you know, the Braves and where we are. And for the first time, I think, in a while, we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm. And that light isn't a train coming at you to hit you, knowing you got a 90-plus loss season. Look, there's still a long way to go in 2018, but they got out of the gates in great shape. They won a lot of games against good teams. There's a great deal of justifiable confidence in that room. The team got a great infusion of talent with Acuna and Soroka, and there's more of that coming. So all the hard times that we've endured the last 3 years in Braves country with all the losses and all the trades and all the controversy and all the rebuilding, the fruit of that hard work and the fruit of that suffering is really beginning to blossom now. And so I would tell you there's no better time to be a Braves fan than right now. Get on the bandwagon. There's plenty of room. And let's enjoy the ride for as long as it lasts and for wherever it takes us.
We are talking with Chip Carey, the voice of our Atlanta Braves, Fox Sports Southeast broadcaster. You're looking, at least I'm looking at Ronald Acuna Jr.'s numbers, 4 multi-hit games in his first 6 games in his career. Chip, he's hitting .417. I mean, this is beyond the expectation. I know he was the number one prospect. I know. But there comes hype with that. But to me, I mean, this is living up to it, if you could say that. I mean, right?
Well, he's playing great, and this is, again, the fans that were upset that he didn't come up with the major league club out of spring training understand that 7 years of control is more valuable than 6. You know, that's the way that the system works. Those are the rules, and the Braves did the exact right thing. More importantly, Ronald had to wait 9 days from the end of spring training to his first game, cold weather, rainouts. He didn't get into any kind of a rhythm. And then he started playing well, and he came up here, and that has continued. That's what you want, because ultimately the goal, guys, when a prospect of any caliber comes up from the minor leagues to the major leagues, you want him to come up and stay. You don't want him to be riding the Gwinnett Atlanta shuttle all the time. Right. So he's here. He's playing well. It's very early in the process. His first week has been memorable, record-setting in many ways, exciting in many, many more ways. And hopefully those great trends will continue. And more importantly, hopefully a lot of fans will come out and start seeing the Braves Friday night when the Giants come to town. That'll be the home folks' first opportunity to see Ronald in a Braves uniform on his home field.
It is Chip Carey talking about the Bravos, who are, again, leading the wild card battle in just a half game behind the Mets. It might be in first place if things go well up at Citi Field tonight. How about Dansby Swanson? Just too much pressure last year, or just in the groove, or just more support in that lineup for Dansby right now?
I think it's a combination of all of those things. I think everybody's gone on record as saying, look, there's probably too much focus on Dansby, hometown kid, faces on billboards and buses and all that kind of stuff last year with the new ballpark and the excitement of SunTrust Park. It's a lot of pressure for a guy who was the number one overall pick, and obviously he was building or trying to build on a terrific partial season the year before. But it was his first major league season, and it's tough playing up here. As I said, it's tough playing here and tough staying here. And I think he learned a lot. I think the Braves learned a lot. And Dansby found out last year that there's a lot more work that needed to be done. And to his credit, he did it this offseason. He's done excellent work defensively for Atlanta. His stroke has improved. He's putting the ball in play more consistently, especially with two strikes and hitting the ball to right field. And I think more importantly, as you look at the overall team, Dansby isn't the focus. He is a guy on this roster, not the guy on the roster. And for a young player trying to feel his way and find his way in the major leagues, I think that's been personally, I think that's been a big help for him as well. So he's off to a good start, too. Hopefully it'll continue. He had two knocks last night against the Mets, and just another weapon in what's been a very, very fun and fluid Braves lineup to watch.
Braves are now half game behind the Mets with a lead in the NL East, 17-11. Do you like the way Snicker's just having some fun with this lineup and adjusting guys accordingly? I mean, you know, you'd like to think this is the lineup card every day when you're in the clubhouse, but, you know, he's switching things up and it's worked.
Yeah, and he's been very communicative about that, and the players are on board. I think the players love Brian Snitker, and personally I think he's done a remarkable job in his 2.5 years here under almost impossible circumstances. He took over for Freddy Gonzalez, a team that had been gutted because of the rebuilding mode. When he took over the team, it was a total mess. He really established some sense of order, gave guys a sense of a steady hand at the helm. Last year, the Braves had some ups and downs, obviously. And then with the new transition to the new front office, Alex Anthopoulos knew he had to inherit Brian Snitker. And I wouldn't presume to speak for Alex, but, you know, Brian's a link to the old days, the old way the Braves did things. And I think Brian has done a tremendous job of adapting to the new culture around the sport. He's interested in the analytical side. He's learning as he goes. His coaching staff has been tremendously hands-on and efficient and energetic. I sense these players really, really love playing for him. I'm a big fan. I hope he has a chance to stick around a long, long time because I think he's doing a terrific job. But it all comes down to having good players, and the previous administration certainly provided that. And Alex Anthopoulos, I think, is doing a heck of a job, too, by not coming in with a heavy hand and just starting to make deals for the sake of making them. He's very patiently looking at and evaluating every facet of this organization and molding it into what he thinks it should be. And so far, I would assume he's very, very happy with what's happening on the field. And as we've said so many times, behind the scenes, it's even better because there's more talent coming. So it's all good news at this point.
Catch the Bravos on Fox Sports Southeast taking on the Mets. Chip Carey, the voice of the Braves, the face of the Braves on TV with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, Chip, so we got 28 games in, small sample size, yep, albeit, but again, in a great spot. What do you think? I mean, if we can keep on trucking, can we get maybe just beef up the setup guys, maybe beef up the bullpen? Is that what we're missing right now, or would you want to see another starting pitcher added if we do continue this run?
Well, I'd like to be selfish. Let's add all of it. Let's get everything.
It ain't my money.
Yeah, exactly. The early returns are very good. We're what, 1/6 of the way through the season,
right.
And the Braves have shown they can compete with really, really good teams. Now it's a question of what do these young players do when they go through the inevitable rough patches. It's going to happen, and that's when you need Freddie Freeman and Kurt Suzuki and Ryan Flaherty and guys like that, Nick Markakis, to step up and help keep the ship from capsizing. We're pitching and playing in a different era in Major League Baseball. Starters don't go 7 innings too often. I'd like to see some of these guys do more of that, because then it would take pressure off of the Braves bullpen, which, yes, has been a concern. Not so much that they're giving up runs, but the workload's number one, and the amount of extra pitches they have to throw because of walks. That can't continue if this team hopes to get to the playoffs or compete all summer long. But I have a lot of confidence in Chuck Hernandez. I have a lot of confidence in those guys in the bullpen. And as I keep saying, there's more talent coming. So if guys struggle, there'll probably be alternative options available at some point this summer. And if the finances work and the Braves find themselves in June and July in a position to add, I would assume that they'd be able to do that. And that's what we're all hoping we see. Because ultimately the player's job is simple. Make the decisions for the front office as difficult as they possibly can. The job of the front office is to help provide the manager with the 25 best players they can on each on a game-by-game basis. And I think so far that synergy has been there, and the results are showing that way on the field.
Yeah, I totally agree, Chip. And, you know, Alex Anthopoulos comes into a situation very difficult, having to kind of, you know, get adapted to seeing and understanding what all this young talent is and who may come up, who may not, at what point do you do it, and then, you know, making the necessary moves. So I agree. They've been on point. Chip, thanks so much for joining us. It's fun right now. I mean, right. I'm enjoying this, man. So let's have a good game. I know you are. Have a good game tonight. And we'll talk to you soon.
Losing 10-1 every day, that's for sure. Really proud of the guys. They're playing great. And thanks for watching. We'll see you guys on TV tonight.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Chip. Yeah, that's the thing. You like Steve Holman when the Hawks are going through this rebuild year. I mean, it does get on, you know, it grates, I would imagine, calling like losing game after losing game for a bunch of years the way that well, Chip has had to
like
Fox.
Like Major League when they went through, go through that losing stage.
What? You know? Not one stinking hit?
Yeah. Winning always beats losing, right?
Right on, man. I mean, like, and that's why we've talked about it before. For guys who missed our mission statement, we're behind everybody, man. Everybody from Georgia Tech to Georgia State, no matter who it is.
We want all our teams to win.
Well, I mean, it's good for us. It's good for our business. More people listen to sports talk when you're winning. You know, granted, you could argue that winning, you know, has 1,000 fathers, but losing drives 1,000 phone calls.
It does.
You know, but as far as the, you know, here in town, I mean, we might not necessarily, I don't really care for Liberty Media. I like a real owner. I want a guy I can shake his hand, look him in the eye, and know what he's doing. And we've tried to do that with Tony Ressler with the Hawks. We obviously know what Arthur's intentions are. He wants to win. Sometimes we don't always know how to get there, but you know he wants to.
Well, the thing I respect about Arthur Blank is that, you know, he is not a meddler. He's involved, but he has also hired people like Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra. I don't know anything about soccer. Let me go hire the best people, you know? That to me, and he's also an owner that's not afraid to change. Schmitty, not getting it done, I'm moving on.
But it was kind of funny. Now, Mar Beef was Coppola apparently worked in a vacuum when he pulled all the shenanigans when he gets fired, right. And an assistant went as well. But that was our beef. It's like, okay, now you're seeing the fruits of his labor, okay? This team is pretty darn good. He's made some really good decisions. But Schuerholz et al., everybody was out there. You know, he became the whipping boy on that one.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Mike, if we are making a run towards the playoffs this year, and it's not out of the question with the way this team is playing. Now, we got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to deserve some credit. At some point, if all these players come into their own and play as well as the, you know, that's a guy that was supposed to be one of Coppola's guys. You got to give him credit. Now, we'll see where this thing goes. Hey, man, we got to get to our game winner. We're going to have some fun with it tonight. What is it?
Yeah, the New York Times is trying to kill American football cheerleading. We told you about that Redskins article earlier today about a trip down to Costa Rica where some Redskins cheerleaders claim that they were made to do topless photo shoots and have to hang out with sponsors. And personal seat license holders. Let me ask you this. How do you want to frame it? Things that you wish that are gone, you wish are back, or things it's time for them to just go away?
Both.
All right, how about that, Arthur?
Both.
So something that maybe, you know, we got too PC and now it's gone, or maybe something that's way beyond, it should have been gone a long time ago. All right, if that makes any sense. 404-741-0929. I know I can't say stewardesses anymore, right?
No, it's flight attendant, Mike. Flight attendant. You will not get your drinks on the plane.
You're a waitress at 30,000 feet.
No, it's a flight attendant, Mike. 404-741-0929. Things that should have gone away a long time ago, or the opposite of that, guys. That's tonight's game winner.
So the Tribe drops its third straight on this trip, 6-1 to the Rangers. For the Indians, one run on, let's say, one hit. That's all we got. One damn hit.
You can't say damn on there.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
Well, some people say it's time for cheerleaders to go away.
No.
In the NFL. No. I know, we hardly disagree on this program. Something you think it's maybe time to be put out to pasture or flip the script. Something you wish still existed. Like, remember the milkman?
Yeah.
Did you have a milkman?
No.
Craig didn't have a milkman in Oakland?
Milkmans don't, they
no,
don't
I'm
exist
not that
anymore.
Old, bro. Sorry.
Milkmen don't exist.
AT, you ever see a milkman? Yeah. And if you were lucky and the company they worked for had ice cream, the milkman would sometimes bring ice cream.
They say I look like the milkman, but that was different.
Now, what about the ice cream trucks that used to come to the neighborhood? Now, those still exist, right?
Yeah, there's one that comes through my neighborhood.
Ice cream man is coming!
But I mean, like, Mr. Softy, or is it like kind of like some kind of like, you know, ghetto van looking thing? I mean, what are we talking about? Like, you want to have the nice looking truck.
Oh, it's a ghetto van looking thing, dude.
You know, little Bondo on the fenders. All right, I hear you, man. All right, let's see what we got here. Hey, man, it's our game winner. You got one from column A or column B. What do you got for us? Turn down your radio. Hey, man, you're on the air. We're off and running. What do you got for us?
Hey,
man.
You know what I want to see come back is the nurses wearing the sexy white dress. I love that.
Okay. He wants to see nurses back
they're
in
all in
sexy
scrubs
outfits
and stuff, man. They don't. Candy stripers.
That's right. Candy stripers, yeah.
Remember that, though?
AT would know that, yeah.
I mean, I would love to see flight attendants under the age of 75 on Delta.
Now,
hey, man, you're on the road.
Now, by the way, let's rephrase this question. Restate the question, because I think some people may be getting this. You're hearing us. Mm-hmm. But this all started with the idea of the cheerleaders, or the story of Washington, D.C., or the Redskins cheerleaders.
The politically correct police would have American football cheerleaders go away.
No way.
Because obviously they feel like women are being objectified.
So the question is?
Something you would like to see go away, or something you want to see come back. Thank you. You're on the air, Montfrere. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. Hey, look, this is no knock to you, Mike Bell. I'm a big fan. I own a Mike Bell CD. But I'd like to see go away is the middle-aged white guys on sports radio. I mean, bring back those two damn fools.
It's funny. Weren't we just talking about that?
We were. We were just talking about that.
Well, there's 3,000 radio stations in America. Somebody somewhere would hire one of them, you would think. Unless maybe... Well, I don't want to go down that road. Hey, you're on the air, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. You know, during the Tour de France, when the guy win the stage, he get to go up on stage, and the pretty lady get to give him a bouquet of flowers and do that little kissy on the cheek thing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't cancel it out, man. I wanted to bring it back. They just now started letting sisters get up there.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. I was going to say, y'all need to get some new commercials, that Cars for Kids and stuff like that. That's getting old.
Okay. Again, we have no control over
none at all.
But
none at all.
There is no truth, by the way, that they are using the Cars for Kids commercials to get information out of Al-Qaeda and ISIS prisoners. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
Man, if I can have a beer at 9 a.m. on a Saturday on the golf course, why can't I have one at 9 a.m. on a Sunday on a golf course?
Yay! Oh, now we're talking. Yay! Now we're talking. Georgia, change the laws. We just went to brunch on Sunday. We were having this conversation.
Yeah,
you show up. You're there at 11. Yeah, I have a Bloody Mary. Sir, we don't serve till... What?
Look, make it county by county and all the hicks and the sticks. If you don't want to do it in your county, knock yourself out. But let the folks in the big city get our kicks. Thank you. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for us?
Hey, man, yeah, just bring back that old school hip-hop and do away with all this Kid Ink BS nowadays.
Man. I'm with you on that, man.
Craig is applauding that.
Take me back!
I mean, I know I hate to sound like an old fart, but all pop music sounds exactly the same to me.
A little bit.
You know, I mean, but it's always
there's
been
a formula.
Like that in
there's
top
a formula.
40, but yeah, it seems like it's real pervasive.
Yeah, listen, I'm kind of with them now. You know, a lot of people, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the hip-hop of today. But give me some of the meaningful hip-hop.
Right on. All right, KRS. You're on the radio, buddy. Oh, he hung up on us.
Give me something that meaningful.
Hey, man. And that guy hung up on us. Boink. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bud. What do you got for it? Something you'd like to see go away or something come back in American pop culture?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Slavery.
All right, you know what? I'm going to dump that out right now.
You knew that was coming, Kanye.
Go find Kanye.
You knew that was coming.
Jesus.
Sooner or later.
By the way, we have caller ID, and now Arthur Trish has left the studio, and he's coming to your house. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
My friend, the Iraqi businessman, says bring back Freaknik.
Freaknik? He wants Freaknik back.
Why not, man? Come on. No. Let's do it.
When is the NBA All-Star game returning, Arthur?
Never if Freaknik comes back.
Come on. All right. Honestly, AT, stop sounding like an old curmudgeon. What was so wrong with Freaknik?
I couldn't get out of my driveway.
Come on. That's just for a couple
of
days. For a couple of days.
Just
come
a couple
on.
Of days, huh?
Yeah, I mean, come on. What's so bad about it?
I heard about Freaknik.
Take me back to my college days.
I heard about Freaknik back in California, about how good y'all Freaknik was out here. I was across the other side.
All I know is Kappas used to say, I'm going to Atlanta for Freaknik. And we were like, well, for what? And then we realized what it was for, and I think we made everyone after that.
Look, just because you want to do Rump Shaker doesn't mean everybody else wants to do Rump Shaker.
Check, baby, 1-2.
Hey, man, you're on the air, Montfrere. What do you got for something you'd like to see go away or something to come back?
I want Fed Toolies to go away and leave the cheerleaders alone, man. They got to have cheerleaders.
Thank you, my brother. Oh, that guy hung up again. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bud. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Look, I'm tired of Rise Up. That fan has been filled with nothing but disappointment over these past, what, 7-8 years? So let's start fresh with a new slogan.
You know what? It's funny because people do bring that up from time to time. Rise Up was on the draft day caps, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Worn by Falcon players. I mean, it was initially, if I remember, was that a Hawks PR campaign?
That it was, Mike.
Here you go. Back in the day. I mean,
but it is apropos for the Hawks. I mean, for the Falcons.
Right.
And, you know, the logo. I mean, it does make sense. All right, Smarty Pants, if you can come up with something better, what would you have?
To yell at me, I'm just telling you what the guy had to say. I
mean, well, they said, what, Brotherhood?
Yeah, we're in Brotherhood. Yeah.
Everything else.
Yeah, that's just a part. The Brotherhood's like the neighborhood. I mean, that's kind of a feel within the team family.
In the hood.
Yeah. Well, you know, we go to the locker room, and it's right. Like, you're in the hood. You're in the Brotherhood.
I hear you. Hey, man. Lit. And we're going to get turned up. Hey, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for somebody who likes to either come back or go away?
Dilly Dilly.
I'd
like to see the man show come back. Girls jumping on trampolines and chugging beer.
Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel.
Very funny.
Yeah, they brought back some of the more chauvinistic parts of that a few weeks back. There was a war between Hannity and Kimmel. Remember that on social media?
Did you guys, I don't know if you guys ever saw this. I mean, that whole Kimmel thing, the first time he does a show and they're serving drinks in the audience and then people are hurling. Oh! And they're like, this might not be a good idea.
Ziggy-zog, oi, oi, oi. They shoot the beer. Adam Carolla's podcast is still trucking, by the way. It's one of the best ones out there.
Interesting.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Yes, I'd like to see moms come back and teach their daughters how to cook.
Mom teaching their daughters how to cook. Is that a problem? Is that a thing?
I don't know. We live in the South. I would think most Southern women know how to
cook. My wife's like Becky Crocker, man. She knows how to cook.
Yeah, listen, but I hear him.
Greg,
I mean,
all the women in your world, do they all know how to cook?
But in this day and age, in this day and age of let's go out to eat, it's very easy. Or right. Should I say it's easier than when we were coming up, I guess. Right. You know, my mom, she cooked almost every night.
Right.
So, you know, but we couldn't afford to go out either, so.
You know, I'd like to, hey, Bob Rathbun here, Carl, you know what I'd like to see come back?
What's that?
Good old-fashioned Polish jokes. What if we can bring some of those back? hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. But, yeah, I want to see that old downtown, that old Buckhead, that early 2000s Buckhead come back.
Nothing closes.
Fun and loyal.
Yeah, I hear you. We have to wait. See, that's the thing. Nowadays, you don't get that kind of neighborhood vibe. The closest thing we got in Atlanta is like Virginia Highlands as far as the old school bars and stuff. But now it's all sort of pre-made. You know, you go up to Buckhead now, it's all the fancy restaurants and bars. It's not the same. We do have the Buckhead off Roswell Road up by East Andrews. That's about it.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, if you go to any major city, you're seeing the same restaurants depending on the areas you go to. The uniqueness of what Buckhead was, that's what you're talking about.
Such a scene, so many great. I mean, you know what I missed? We might do that tomorrow night. Bars you miss in Metro Atlanta. Remember the old Dixie Tavern, the original one? That was, don't get me started, Carl.
Speaking of that, what are we doing for Cinco de Mayo, man? I mean, I know we got United coming on at 8:30, but I mean, we got to be out somewhere.
I think we play golf and then we go drink a lot of cervezas.
Sounds good to me. We'll come back and wrap things up here on Dukes and Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.